Redemption is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Cholwe Simwenga. The headlines: NCC concerned over the poor workmanship on the Simwanda Bridge. ASZ proposes economic constitution to safeguard development. Ivory Coast president announces fourth term run and no guaranteed places in Chipolopolo's Chan squad. And now the news in detail. The National Council for Construction, NCC, has expressed concern over the poor workmanship on the Simwanda Bridge project in Kalomo District of Southern Province. The bridge being constructed under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, at a cost of over 800,000 kwacha, has been condemned by the NCC after an on-site inspection. NCC Executive Director Paul Makasa, who led the inspection together with the board chairperson, says the council was saddened by the loss of significant public resources on a project that does not meet minimum engineering standards. Professor Makasa was speaking in an interview with the Zambia News and Information Services ZANIS at the Kalomo Town Council after returning from the bridge inspection visit. He says following the findings after the inspection, NCC has summoned Manjenja Construction Firm, the contractor responsible for the project, to its Choma office. And NCC Board Director Edgar Siakachona, who is also president of the National Association for Medium and Small-Scale Contractors, says there was need for local authorities to work closely with NCC in facilitating training and capacity-building initiatives for local contractors to avoid a repeat of such incidents. Independent Member of Parliament for Chasefu Constituency of Eastern Province has praised the United Party for National Development, UPND, for the increased Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Speaking during a press briefing, Michelle Kinyambose says the increased Constituency Development Fund has facilitated the completion of many projects in Chasefu Constituency. He says before the increase of the CDF, it was very difficult to complete or embark on projects because funds were not enough for the projects.
Secure land tenure is the foundation of sustainable agricultural investment, especially for small and medium-scale farmers. The proposed amendment must safeguard against unintended consequences that could disrupt agricultural productivity and livelihood. While we support the cancellation of fraudulent or illegal titles, we urge the government to ensure that the process is transparent, consultative, and subject to independent oversight to prevent abuse of authority. AIZ recommends that appeals be handled by an independent tribunal or judicial body to ensure impartiality. AIZ urges the Ministry of Lands to undertake wide public sensitization, particularly targeting rural communities, to ensure all landowners understand their rights and responsibilities under this law. The bill should include provisions to protect innocent purchasers who acquired land without knowledge of prior irregularities.
Economics Association of Zambia Vice President Mbanji Milambo has proposed an economic constitution to safeguard development from political interference. He stressed the need for long-term policy consistency, citing China's sustained strategies as a model. This came to light during a one-day symposium on global geopolitical shifts themed Zambia in a Shifting World Order, Strategic Responses to Global Geopolitical Reconfiguration, organized by the Southern Africa Institute for Policy Research in collaboration with Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation.
I think as a country for a long time, we didn't know what things were. So that's why we are seeing every day, in this point, our villagers are digging, they discover a mineral. Sometimes they don't even know what mineral it is. So I'm very much aware that in 1964, when Zambia was already starting mining.
Center for Policy Dialogue chairperson Dr. Neo Simutanyi has emphasized the need to shield development plans from political interference to ensure consistent progress across administrations. He highlights Zambia's potential in electric vehicle partnerships with the DRC and underscores the urgency of formalizing informal gold mining to boost local resource mobilization. Dr. Simutanyi laments the adverse effects of the United States aid withdrawal, noting job losses and breakdown in health services.
Even with government says drugs are there and that it makes such a functions. But in hospitals and authorities, we need to buy a drug. But the authorities tell us drugs are there. So why is there this gap that what we are told about the authorities and what is obtaining the drug is different? That's the thing I need to show you.
And African Union Economic, Social and Cultural Council CSO Engagement Officer Dr. Raj Chitaram states Zambia has vast natural and geographic resources that remain underutilized. He notes DRC and Zambia's strategic role in the electric vehicle supply chain, highlighting the untapped potential of regional corridors such as the Southern Africa Development Community SADC routes.
And Zambia has a resource with the Western economy. So, if you look, I've just been having a chat also with my brother from DRC here. So, DRC is Zambia. If you see the big industry, that is the silicon industry, the lithium battery industry. So, these are all potentials that if you put, you come together here and you stop that over reliance on the West, something that is potential is here.
The Socialist Party, SP, has criticized the United Party for National Development, UPND, government for not delivering on its campaign promises to empower youth through cooperatives. Speaking to One Love Region News, Socialist Party Deputy Secretary General Faston Mwale has expressed disappointment, stating that despite promises to improve people's lives through loans and cooperatives, the government has instead burdened citizens. Mr. Mwale reminded the UPND of its campaign promises to empower youth through cooperatives, which he believes have not been fulfilled. He has emphasized the importance of cooperatives in structuring economic activities to benefit the government and citizens, arguing that empowering locals with necessary skills and machinery would enable them to conduct daily activities in a conducive environment.
We once again remind the UPND leadership that they should speak to them. They need to mobilize these people, cluster them into cooperatives, and help them with some small-scale machinery, help them procure some loans so that they go about their mining activities in a normal way. Governments can also get something out of it if it is well-structured in terms of taxation. What is happening is that the resources of the country that otherwise should benefit the local people or the citizens and many times given to multinational companies who are just here to exploit us.
Environmentalist James Matches is advocating for improved waste management practices among lodges and facilities near water bodies. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Matches is concerned that the establishment of accommodation facilities are not following guidelines for sustainable waste management, leading to contamination of water bodies through plastics and other waste. He says lodges and facilities near water bodies are not adhering to waste management guidelines, resulting in environmental pollution, and that they attribute to the situation of lack of technology to effectively manage waste, which hinders progress in such areas.